The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses Tekiyas de Meyushav and Tekiyas de Me'umud. It discusses the concept of, literally, Tekiyas de Meyushav, Tekiyas sitting, and Tekiyas de Me'umud. But Min HaTorah, that Shofar blast, we only need, it started off at 9. That we learn out from Yom Kippur Yovel, it says, true at 3 times, and we learn out that Tekiya before and after every Trua, so Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya 3 times, and Rav Avo came along and made it 30 to cover all the angles. So then, and the next stage was, later on, the Gemara talks about they added another set of Tekiya, another set of 30. So it's a whole debate in the Rishonim, what are the Tekiyas to Meyushav, what are the Tekiyas de Me'umud? So, according to many, Rishonim, the Tekiyas de Meyushav are the ones before Musaf, and Tekiyas de Me'umud are the ones during Chazaras Hashatz. According to the Baal Amor, then no, Tekiyas de Me'umud is Chazaras Hashatz, and Tekiyas de Me'umud is everyone leaving, and the ones we do before Musaf is a much greater institution. So whatever it is, whichever the Tekiyas de Meyushav are, and whatever the Tekiyas de Me'umud are, we went from 30 to 60. So basically, 30 we wanted to cover ourselves to ensure we fulfill our mitzvah min HaTorah, according to the Rambam, it's a Savik Daraisa. It just says Yom Trua, it doesn't tell us what a cry is, so therefore we cover all the angles, Trua, Shvarim, and Shvarim Trua. So, why did the Gemara add Tekiyas to me? Why did Chazal add Tekiyas to me? Yishev Tekiyas to Me'umud? Because they go Arve v'sa Satan. Some mystical answer to confuse the Satan. Maybe will think that he missed it, or like, oh well, what are they doing? What are they doing? Blowing extra shofars? They must have some trick. Whatever the case may be. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosis has a famous question. Tosis asks, we know there is a biblical prohibition of Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef. There's a biblical prohibition. There are 613 commandments. Taking one away is a... saying there are 612 mitzvahs is a biblical violation of Baal Tigra. Adding 614 is a biblical violation of Baal Tosef. So those are different psukim they learn out from the Torah. So Tosus asks, how could we go from 30 to 60? How could we go to 100? Isn't it Baal Tosef? How are we adding to the mitzvahs of the Torah? The Torah says to blow 30, and we end up blowing, maybe it says to blow 9, but let's say that's a sfeika deraisa, we blow 30. So this is a tzarach for why are we blowing? There's definitely no tzarach Pi halacha to do more than 60, and probably not even more than 30. So why are we in violation of our minhag of blowing 100 times? How come we're not over Baal Tosef? The Tosis answers, he says, he wants to qualify Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef doesn't mean you could do the same mitzvah many times. You could blow the shofar 100 times. That's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is changing the Chefzer Shel Mitzvah. In other words, it's a mitzvah to shake the four minim, Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Arabos. So if we put a fifth one in, so that would be Baal Tosef. And if we took one of them out, there'd only be three. That would be Baal Tigra. In the Tefillin, we have four parashos. I put five in as Baal Tosef. I put three and it's Baal Tigra. So I'm changing the Guf HaMitzvah. If I'm changing the Guf HaMitzvah, then it's Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra. But by Shofar Blast, I'm not changing anything. I'm just doing more of the same. So Tosef is according to Tosef Shita. That is not in violation of Baal Tosef. That's the answer of Tosef. The Rashba gives a different reason, whether he agrees with that or not, but he gives a different reason. He says, no. Well, everyone agrees it's not Baal Tosef because we do it. So, the Rashba says, that Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra is limited to a Yachid. When a Yachid on their own goes ahead and takes away from the Dalaminim, adds to the Parashios, that's Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra. But over here, when the Chachamim tell you to do something, so by definition, it's not Baal Tigra is doing is Hosef Midaito. When Chazal tell us to add, he says it's not a problem, because what do we see? Really, we're not Torah. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to blow a shofar. And yet, Zerah Deraba, the rabbis tell us not to. Why isn't it about Tigra? The answer is not about Tigra because the rabbis told us to do it. The rabbis told us not to. Well, so too, if the rabbis tell us to do a mitzvah, that's not about Tosef. So according to Tosef, it's changing the Guf HaMitzvah, but doing the same mitzvah many times isn't a problem. And the Rashba says the reason why it's not about Tosef is because since Chazal telling us to do something, if Chazal tell us to do something, that's under Gosasa, it's not a violation of Baal Tosef. This parenthetically, people point out a difficulty with the Rashba. It's like, what do you mean? Not blowing shofar on Shabbos is Baal Tigra. That's just being mavato and mitzvazase. In other words, if I don't blow... In other words, that's a whole discussion Rav Shachter discusses regarding the Techeles, because Rav Shachter Shita is that it's a pretty good chance, 90%, that we found the right Techeles, so we have a chiyuv to wear it. And in fact, Rav Shachter goes even further that it's better not to wear a four-cornered garment if you're not going to wear the new Techeles. He says because based on a Beis Halevi that the only time you're over about Tigra and we're not putting on tzitzit, so it's not an issue because you're not mechuyev to it. It's a conditional mitzvah. I'm not wearing the four-cornered garment. But doing a mitzvah that I can't do a chatchila that I do b'diyeved, that's a problem. That's a problem about Tigra. For instance, if I should do Zrigas Adam on a certain amount of corners, but I only do it unless, if I'm Bidi Evid, I'm Yotzi, that's about Tigra. So Rav Shachter claims here it's a suffix about Tigra, because if you're doing the mitzvah without the treles, that's a big chiddush. Most do not assume that way. But the point being is, we generally don't assume not doing a mitzvah isn't considered Baal Tigra. So nevertheless, that seems to be the Machlokas, Rashba and Tosef. Everyone agrees that minhag is, not only did we do Tekiyas to Meyushav and Tekiyas to Me'umud, but we added 100 kolos. Why isn't it Baal Tosef? So either like Tosef, because there's no change in the Guf HaMitzvah, or according to the Rashba, it's something that Chazal tell us, if the Chachamim tell us to do something, so then we're not in violation about Tosef. We could blow 100 blasts because the Chachamim told us, based on different minhagim, the Aruch or whatever it might be based on, we could blow 60 and we could blow 100.